That's strange. What about a cracker? What's a cracker? Is it? How would you? Would that be any different from a redneck? Or?
I don't know. You know that requires a little thinking there. You know, cause you know it depends on where you are, who you are with,
yeah,
and just what the situation is. You know. Usually when you're pissed off or something, you know, you might say cracker, or you might say redneck, or you might say Caucasian. Or, ain't no telling, you know, it depends, I guess,
yeah,
on the person, you know. Mm. Or you just say, look at that cracker over there, or look at that nigga over there, you know.
Yeah.
Just talking, you know. Mm. Some people use it to get a laugh, too, you know.
Yeah,
you know. It's all crazy. You check the Bible out, you won't see cracker or nigga in the one time. Oh Lord, this is fun. Oh Lord, have mercy. Hey, close the door in there, will you? Please. It's picking up in here.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Cookie. Help yourself.
At a party, you might look in your watch and say it's 11:30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, we better be getting home. It's midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's
almost midnight. It doesn't taste too good, do it?
It's got a little bit of salt or something in it.
It tastes like it's kind of damped out there, you know? I don't like it. I baked the cake last night, tastes blood. I'll bring you a piece tomorrow, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we baked the cake last night.
Yeah.
Just something to do, you know.
Yeah.
It came out pretty good.
If you slip and catch yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place, huh?
Almost slipped.
If somebody's waiting for you to get ready,
mm-hmm,
so you can go out with them, he might say, hey, will you be ready soon? You might say, I'll be with you
in a minute or a second or a few minutes. Wow.
If you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, mm-hmm, you might ask somebody, how
do you get to so-and-so place?
Mm-hmm. Or if you know you're going in the right direction and you're going to Tallahassee, you might be a quarter of the way there or something.
Mm-hmm.
And wondering where you're at, you would say, how?
How do you get to Tallahassee? How far is it?
If you're pointing to something near you, you might say, look.
It's right here.
Or look.
It's over here.
If you want to know how many times you say, if you want to know if somebody does something frequently, you might say, how do you go into town? How frequently or how?
How often?
If you might agree with a friend, he says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
neither am I.
What would you call this part of your head?
Forehead.
And these would be?
Eyes.
And this would be?
Nose.
That would be
mouth.
This would be
ear.
And which ear would that be?
The right ear.
And that would be the
left ear.
These would be
shoulder.
That would be
that would be your forearm and your elbow.
And this would be
your palm.
And that would be the whole thing.
The hand.
This would be
foot.
Both of these would be
feet.
This would be my
ankles.
This would be
your shins, calves, knees, and thighs, pelvic area, belly, ribs, and chest.